Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I think it's pretty obvious, lest we really drag it out, and I don't feel compelled to do that. We're going to finish the 4th chapter of Ephesians before the calendar month of May is over. We are approaching the end as we're in verses 31 and 32. That is the end of the chapter as the translators broke it down. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. The word clamor is not really one we use too terribly much. It's loudness or loud fighting or quarreling. I think probably this could be applied to some of the vehement fights that I see believers engaging in via social media. We're not verbalizing it, but it's the same spirit of loud quarreling where we have to try to make our voice known so that people either A, will change to our point of view, or B, at least know how passionate, dedicated, and smart that we are. I think that last one is often more our motivation than the first. Less about bringing people into our way of thinking. We don't think that'll change their mind anyway. And more about asserting our intelligence. And Paul warns the church against it. And again, it's couched within the context of knowing who you are. If you know who you are, and I think that's a big issue a lot of times, is a lot of people clamor and scream and fight because they don't really know who they are, but they're trying to come up with an identity through their clamor. And who wants an identity that was forged through clamor? And yet that is what some of us will end up with in our attempt to define ourselves by our ability to argue. So let these things go. And it's something that we do, okay? I know there is the process of change is the role of the Holy Spirit. It's His job to transform you. He made you into a new creation. But I do realize as well that there are things we're supposed to just let go of. We let bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away with all malice. We let it be put away. That means the Spirit is doing the work, but we can keep our hands on it and fight, almost like, you know, a parent trying to remove something from a child, and the child asserts his or her authority and just clamps down on it and says, and just screams, I'm not going to let it go. And we're being told through the Scriptures to let it go. And it tells me that I'm not actively out trying to suppress my bitterness, suppress my wrath, suppress my anger. Paul already told us we could be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down in a wrath. Then he turns right around and says, let bitterness be put away from you. So we know within context, he means a certain kind of anger and a certain kind of bitterness, that those that which are dominating us, oppressing us, defining us, by which we are taking our identity, these we ought to let go. Don't let it be your identity that you are bitter or that you are full of wrath or that you are full of anger or that you are full of clamor or evil speaking and malice. Let these things go. We have to get our hands off of them. And so a part of it is just allowing the Holy Spirit to do what He wants to do. You really do have the power to thwart the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Otherwise, what's the point of this whole grieve the Holy Spirit passage? If you do not have power over the Holy Spirit's ability to do something in your life, why bother to tell the church not to grieve the Spirit? Just tell him, forget it, he's going to do what he wants to anyway. This is not taking away from the omnipotence of God, but within the life of the believer, the Holy Spirit very much expects our cooperation in that we let go of the things the Holy Spirit is trying to lead us to let go, and that we operate and function through the realm of faith. It's what Paul would say, the just live by their faith. It's how they function. It's how they survive. Tomorrow we'll head into the final verse and talk a little bit about forgiveness. It's a beautiful passage. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.